Savitri, Book 2, Canto 4. The Kingdoms of the Little Life. The first writhings of the cosmic serpent force uncoiled from the mystic ring of matter's trance. It raised its head in the warm air of life. It could not cast off yet night's stiffening sleep, or wear as yet mind's wonderflex and streaks, put on its jeweled hood, the crown of soul, or stand erect in the blaze of spirit's sun. As yet were only seen foulness and force, the secret crawl of consciousness to light, through a fertile slime of lust and battening sense, beneath the body's crust of thickened self, a tardy, fervent, working in the dark, the turbid yeast of nature's passionate change, ferment of the soul's creation out of mire. A heavenly process donned this gray disguise, a fallen ignorance in its covert night labored to achieve its dumb, unseemly work, a camouflage of the inconscient's need to release the glory of God in nature's mud. His sight, spiritual in embodying orbs, could pierce through the gray phosphorescent haze and scan the secrets of the shifting flux that animates these mute and solid cells and leads the thought and longing of the flesh and the keen lust and hunger of its will. This, too, he tracked along its hidden stream and traced its act to a miraculous fount. A mystic presence none can probe nor rule, creator of this game of ray and shade in this sweet and bitter paradoxical life, asked from the body the soul's intimacies, and by the swift vibration of a nerve, links its mechanic throbs to light and love. It summons the spirit's sleeping memories up from subconscious depths beneath time's foam, oblivious of their flame of happy truth, arriving with heavy eyes that hardly see. They come disguised as feelings and desires, like weeds upon the surface, float a while, and rise and sink on a somnambulist tide. Impure, degraded though her motions are, always a heaven truth broods in life's deeps. In our obscurest members burns that fire. A touch of God's rapture in creation's acts, a lost remembrance of felicity, lurks still in the dumb roots of death and birth. The world's senseless beauty mirrors God's delight. That rapture's smile is secret everywhere. It flows in the wind's breath, in the tree's sap. Its hued magnificence blooms in leaves and flowers. When life broke through its half-drowse in the plant that feels and suffers but cannot move or cry, in beast and in winged bird and thinking man, it made of the heart's rhythm its music's beat. It forced the unconscious tissues to awake and ask for happiness and earn the pang and thrill with pleasure and the laughter of brief delight and quiver with pain and crave for ecstasy. Imperative, voiceless, ill understood, too far from light, too close to being's core, born strangely in time from the eternal bliss, it presses on heart's core and vibrant nerve. Its sharp self-seeking tears our consciousness. Our pain and pleasure have that sting for cause, instinct with it, but blind to its true joy. The soul's desire leaps out towards passing things. All nature's longing drive none can resist, come surging through the blood and quickened sense. An ecstasy of the infinite is her cause.